Scientists trying to predict future changes in our climate are using every possible source of data to make their calculations. Lately, they have learned that one of the most sensitive instruments could be floating right in front of them, tiny clumps of organic matter that drift in the ocean.
European settlers, known as the Pilgrims, were celebrating their autumn harvest after a winter of struggle. Other colonists held earlier ceremonies of thanks. But the Pilgrims' three-day feast is often called the nation's first Thanksgiving. President Abraham Lincoln declared a national holiday in 1863 during the Civil War.
Just before sunset, way out in the Mediterranean, another migrant boat sank. Some reports say the people on board were trying to tension of an aircraft flying overhead. They had crowded to one side of the boat and it capsized. The Italian Navy had several vessels in the area. They managed to get their helicopters to the scene quickly, as did Maltese forces. They began hauling people out of the water. Many were saved, many were not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an announcement for all passengers awaiting the arrival of the 7:15 train for London Victoria. This service is now running about 7 minutes late and will now depart at 7:22 from Platform 3 as advertised. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. The late departure from Three Bridges Central was due to the cancellation of a connecting service.
The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria has decided not to fund any new programs as a result of cuts in its resources from donor nations. The fund said it will continue to support only essential services in existing programs after a shortfall of hundreds of millions of dollars. A spokesman for the fund told the BBC the cuts put the progress in combating disease at risk and threaten the lives of people in the developing world.